Mike Stevens is the co-host of the Staff and Graph podcast, joins us to talk some Leafs after the Leafs beat the Canucks 5-1 for their fifth straight win, really almost locking up that North Division. Mike, thanks for being with us on the show. Hope you're safe and well. And let's start with the fact that, yeah, you know, it's the Leafs never, this franchise never finishes in first place. Everybody wants to finish in first. Why wouldn't you in a division? But in a COVID year and with all the games in Canada and no fans, is it really that important that the Leafs are going to enter the playoffs with the number one seed?
I think it is for sure. I mean, there's essentially what the Leafs have done the last couple of years, specifically with this group, is that they sort of coasted into the playoffs. I mean, if we remember back when life was normal, and I guess Mike Babcock was the coach of the team, is that they would essentially have a playoff spot sewn up, you know, around mid-January or February, and would just sort of stagnate for the rest of the season with not too much left to fight for, except for really home ice advantage. And then they would get into the playoffs, and it would be, you know, a relatively flat effort. I think it's really important for this team to, I mean, obviously to rest people up, and I think that the fact that they're taking these maintenance days and essentially load managing a couple of their older guys, because while, you know, a lot of this team's best players are young players, they do have what's becoming a bit of an older core. But I think it is definitely important to lock up that spot, to get that sort of notch on your belt, to know, hey, you know, we're in first place. Because I think it really does add a mental aspect to a team heading into your first round of playoffs, knowing, hey, you know, we are the best of this group of teams. We have been relatively far and away too. It's I think it's important for a team that, although they've seemed much more mentally strong this season, they in years past, it seems like their confidence has wavered at certain points.
You know, Mike, I think one of the things this year, and I agree with what you say, I think one of the things that benefits the Leafs will have this year, I think they're going to have an opportunity to do both, though. If they win their next game, Edmonton loses, you know, they're still going to have the opportunity to do the proper rest, get ready for the playoffs. So, look, they're going to be judged by the playoffs. That's the only thing anybody cares about the Maple Leafs. We know they've been a good regular season team for 4 or 5 years now, so that all good. However, I think they've got that opportunity to do both and still take that first place thing. And I think the mental fragility of them, I think it's much, much better this year just by the way that, and I go back to this first place thing. I'm fixated with it today, Mike, for whatever reason. Every time they've been challenged, think back the whole season. Early in the year, the Habs were coming up. Then it was the Oilers. Then it was the Jets. The Leafs go out on the road and sweep them and expand their lead. Every time they've been challenged, they've been pushed back. So they have to win in the playoffs or this season is a disaster. But I can't see how anyone could not be optimistic of their chances this year.
Oh, 100%. I mean, I just look at the different, like just the contrast between this year and last year. And yes, obviously there was a COVID situation, but even before that, I mean, this is a team this year that is having so much fun. You can just tell from their goal celebrations to their body language to how essentially it is a race to Jack Campbell after every game to celebrate him because they all just love him so much. This is a close, fun, exciting team that enjoys playing together, even despite, you know, all the protocols in place that would essentially leave, you know, that are essentially trying to iron out any sense of camaraderie by, you know, making it as isolating as possible. Last season, it was a grind. You could see their body language. Anytime they gave up anything, you know, in terms of leads or anything like that, their body language deflated on the bench. I don't know how you can not be optimistic. I mean, it's funny just because of how, like, it's a great point that you made of how they've essentially been challenged. They've been so far above the pack that they've had to sort of challenge themselves. And I think their biggest opponents being themselves, in that there have been stretches, you know, where they've lost games. You know, they've had multi-game losing streaks, or their goaltending has looked really atrocious. Or, you know, certain players haven't shown up, and they find a way to bounce back. I mean, we've seen other teams this season where, you know, the Habs, like you said, are a great example of, you know, a bad losing streak just snowballs and they can't right the ship. The Leafs have found a way to be able to snap back, and I think that's so important heading into the playoffs. This is a different team. This is a different team that's being swept, or not swept, but this is a different team that's being, you know, dumped off by the Bruins in those 2 years in a row. It's a different team that didn't even make the playoffs last year. Remember, they got bounced in the play-in round. I think Leafs fans, look at the product in front of you. I mean, all these teams that are coming at them, even the Canucks, like, it's a paltry opponent they played last night. It almost had a vibe of an exhibition game, but the Leafs took it seriously, and they did some tidy business, and they moved on. And that's what winners do. It's a business trip, and And they've managed to accomplish it. This is a different team.
It is a different team, and we'll see how they do. Mike Stevens is the co-host of the Staff and Graph podcast. I'm Roger Lajoie. Leafs beat Vancouver 5-1 last night. Five straight wins. Leafs now lead Edmonton by 9 points. Oilers have two games in hand. But end of the day, the math is pretty simple. The Leafs' magic number is 6 points. Any combination of the Leafs earning 6 points and Edmonton dropping 6 points will give the Leafs a division title, and that could come fairly soon and probably as early as this week. There have been some ups and downs despite the generally overall good season of the Leafs, both individually and as a team, Mike. But the level that Austin Matthews has ascended to, I think, is another big story when we say this is not the same Leaf team, because this is not the same Austin Matthews. I mean, he's been great. His first game in the NHL, he scored 4 goals. He made an immediate impact in this league. But now, 17 goals in the last 17 games, 38 on the season in a shortened 56-game season, and he missed some time with injury. Just talk about his progression now is really being put into the... when you count the best forwards in the National Hockey League, you don't need the fingers of one hand to not include Austin Matthews.
Oh, yeah. What Austin Matthews is doing right now is absolutely absurd. It is... I think we've almost become numb to it. I was, obviously watching the game last night, and he's making it look easy. And people are obviously they're cheering for him, but it's hilarious just to see. It's like, oh yeah, Matthew scored again. Like you expect him to score. It's like Steph Curry essentially, where you're every shot he takes, you're almost surprised when they don't go in. It's essentially any game that you watch and Austin Matthews doesn't score, it's caused to wonder if he's hit a wall or something like that. It's incredible. He's always been a superstar. Even last season, he was the kind of player to, when the team wasn't performing, he was always consistent and grabbing that team and lugging them towards, overtime or a victory. But he has, like you said, ascended. This is a superstar that we're watching. And quite frankly, this is, for my money, I'm 25, so I haven't been around for too long, but this is the best Toronto Maple Leaf of all time. I mean, this is... When have you ever, in the over 100-year history of this team, had a player who every single time he steps on the ice, every single game, every single time the puck drops, you not only can expect for him, but you also kind of like anticipate him scoring at least one goal. I mean, I can't wait for the articles that are going to come out if he's held goalless in game one, because they're going to wonder, oh, if Matthews dried up in the playoffs, because you become so accustomed to him just completely dominating these games. And you look at he's just managed to make everyone around him better. I mean, and Nick Foligno's a great player, but I don't think he's a point-per-game guy, which he's been with the Leafs because he's playing with Austin Matthews, and Mitch Marner, obviously. And that duo as well has become one of the most formidable in the league. And now you have to wonder, really, Leafs fans spent, 3-4 years under a coach that never put them together, who never thought that was a good idea, they've now become potentially the most potent, if not one of the most potent, in the entire league. Austin Matthews is, like you said, he's at least a top five player, if not top three. And I mean, you can say, with the McKinnons and this and that, this guy is going to potentially score 40, 45 goals in a 56-game shortened season in the middle of a pandemic after missing games due to injury. We've never seen something like this in Toronto sports, in anything. And I think people need to just take a step back. And I'm not scolding people or anything. They're enjoying it. No one is saying a bad word. But we really need to just take a step back and appreciate the fact that you're witnessing history. You're witnessing something incredibly special. And that's just such a good silver lining for this season.
Well, it is. And Mike, further to your point about your age and my age of a much heavier vintage, but even at that, I'm still getting, I got to admit, a real kick out of people who, continue to say, well, where does Austin Matthews rank with, the all-time greats in the Leafs and what have you. And it's like, never mind where he ranks with the Leafs, because this is where, and again, people listening on the network, be saying, well, this is all Leaf, it's all Leaf. It isn't all gushing on the Leafs. It's showing you that the Leafs, although obviously from 67 down, won a lot of Stanley Cups and were a premier franchise, the last Hart Trophy winner of the Toronto Maple Leafs was Ted Kennedy, MVP, in 1955. The last goal-scoring champion in the NHL, our points leader in the NHL, was Gordy Drillin in 1938. Like, never mind 25, Mike. You got to be 85 to remember any of this stuff. So this is why, in the context of it, and I think, in you know, you're kind of in tune. You're on Twitter, and you get the feel of Leaf fans. I think they're, instead of really enjoying it and celebrating, I think they're waiting for something bad to happen again. I really do have that feeling, and that's not going to have anything to do with how the team performs, because it's up to the Leafs. So whether the mental attitude of the Leafs is important, the mental attitude of the fans is not. But I still think there's a kind of hesitation here saying, yeah, but, and as I keep being reminded from my friends who listen on the network out west here when I'm on the weekends, the Leafs haven't won a playoff series in 16 years. So how about they win one series before they win the Stanley Cup? But it is a special team this year is what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And just further your point about the award winners, it's funny because the last Leafs to win the Calder Trophy before Austin Matthews did was Britt Seldy, who was my grade 9 math teacher. So
There's a connection.
Exactly. So that goes to show you. Like, I don't think Austin Matthews is going to be, you know, a fill-in teaching or anything in high schools, but absolutely. And you know what? Can you really blame fans for sort of waiting in this anticipation? Things seem to, you know, they seem to happen to the Leafs. It's always the Leafs, and it's this is the team, you know, constructed on Murphy's Law, where, you know, whatever can go wrong will go wrong. So I think it's essentially it's all about results for them. But at the same time, like, I'm seeing more joy on, at least on Twitter, among Leafs fans than I have in a very long time. I mean, I think just because of how dire everything has been, you know, in the world, especially where we live. Just having a team that is just consistently so good, and this is such a likable team, regardless of, you know, even from all the personalities like Wayne Simmonds, Joe Thornton, Jason Spezza, the redemption stories, the young players blossoming into, you know, into superstars, the, you know, the rookies, you know, really coming up in Rasmus Sandin, and even, you know, Jack Campbell being there, you know, the Joe Thornton, and even, you know, rebuilding guys who were just thrown on a scrap heap like Alex Galchenyuk and guys like that. This is such an immensely likable team. I think fans are really starting to appreciate that. I'm seeing a lot more, you know, this is just such a fun team, more aspects instead of, you know, hand-wringing. But come playoffs, you're right, there will absolutely be a collective held breath around this city because, look, fans have been burned before, and it's looked essentially, you know, locked up for the Leafs before in the playoffs, and they've found a way to let it, you know, grasp defeat from the jaws of victory. So, We'll see, but if there's any team to really, you know, to really sort of ease up the stress a little bit on, and this is coming from a very anxious person, but if there's any team to you know, maybe ease up on the anxiety a little bit, it's this Leafs team. I think this is a very, like we said, a different team mentally, structurally. I think this is a team that's built to make some noise. Whether they win the Stanley Cup, we don't know. Like, there's so many factors that go into that outside of whether or not they're the best team in the league, because the best team in the league rarely wins, even though, you know, Tampa Bay did do that last year. But this team is as well constructed with the depth at every position group, you know, with the mental fortitude of this team, with how close they are, with how they seem to be bought in under this system, under this GM. I think this is as good of a shot as they're going to get in recent years.
No doubt about it. We'll see what happens. And yes, you know, to the critics, and I mentioned the people out west who listen to us on the network, it's they have to win a playoff series. It's granted. But until the playoffs start, there's no point in just saying, well, let's see what they do in the playoffs. Absolutely. Let's see what they do in the playoffs. So as far as that playoff goes, and given the fact with a 9-point lead in the division, likely going to finish first, that leaves potential matchups. And the matchups at the moment, you know, Mike, I was excited as a old-school guy. I remember the 1979 series between the Leafs and the Habs, going back in time, 42 years since the Leafs and the Canadiens played each other in the playoffs. But now, the Winnipeg Jets, with their six-game losing streak, and the Canadiens, who look to be on their last gasp, have matched 2 wins in a row, are only 2 points back of the Jets. So, devil's advocate then, what's a better first-round matchup for the Leafs, the Jets or the Habs?
Oh, 100% the Jets. I mean, the Jets, the Habs are a team that, first of all, they play the Leafs very, very hard. They're a grinding team. They're the kind of team that really capitalizes on the Leafs system. They, you know, they're a very neutral zone-centric team. Their ability to break up these, you know, dynamic zone entries as the Leafs have, you know, it's just kept them in straits. The Jets are, first, like, if we want to talk about you know, mental fragility. This Jets team is, you know, a house of cards. I mean, they are imploding from the inside, whether it's, you know, running players out of town or you know, star players getting benched and then publicly disagreeing with the coach. And also the fact that pretty much all of their top line forwards are just horrendous defensively. Mark Scheifele is horrendous defensively. Blake Wheeler is horrendous defensively. Nikolai Ehlers is the only player who, you know, is I think, unquestionably their best forward. And he is injured for the rest of the regular season and will likely be coming, you know, be going into that those playoffs, you know, relatively cold. The Habs, I mean, we don't know. Like, Carey Price has, you know, he's not even close to being the best goaltender in the league anymore, like everyone still seems to think he is. But this is a guy who, you know, for maybe all it takes is, you know, four games of Carey Price finding the fountain of youth, which he's, you know, shown to do, and there's the season. So I'm far more concerned, if I'm a Leafs fan, I'm far more concerned with playing the Habs, who, you know, just if they really want to, can play the Islanders-esque, boring, lockdown, neutral zone trap kind of system that really would frustrate a high-skilled, dynamic, you know, pace-driven team like the Leafs. Then the Jets, who essentially will try and match that with the Leafs and don't have the firepower to do so and don't have the defensive capability to cover for it. So if you're giving me a Sophie's choice of those, I'm picking the Jets 100 times out of 100.
Well, the Leafs and the Habs, we'll see them in the regular season one more time, and that's at 7 p.m. on Sportsnet Ontario tomorrow night. Mike Stevens, co-host of the Staff and Graph podcast, joining us to talk about the Leafs who beat the Canucks 5-1 last night. Mike, thank you so much. Stay well.
Thanks so much. Take care.